Perik Vayakel concludes a very successful fundraising campaign. Yeah, the first of many, many Jewish fundraising campaigns. And in Parashas Truma, it talks about what was required. In Parashas Vayakel, it talks about what was brought. And Parashas Pekudei actually puts all the calculations down for the yearly audit. But that's basically, those three parashas are the parashas that are dealing with the Binyan HaMishkan. And there's a very, very fascinating pasuk in Perik Lamed Hei Pasuk Chof Aleph. Vayevoyu kol ish, and every man, asher nesor liboy, whose heart carried him. Okay? Vachol asher nodvo ruchoy oisoy, and all those that nodvo ruchoy oisoy, that his ruach was given over with him, heviyu brought es trumas Hashem, the truma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, l'meleches oil moyed, to the malacha, to the building of the Ol Moed, or the Chol Avodosu, the Beit Hakodesh, and all that was required, and all the clothing. In other words, the pasuk talks about over here, who are those people who brought those different things that needed in the Mishkan? So the pasuk splits them into two categories. Vayavoyu kol ish asher nesor liboy, all the ish that nesor liboy, and v'chol asher nodva ruchoy. Asks Arachayim, what are these two expressions? What does it mean, kol ish asher nesor liboy, every man whose heart carried him? And the second category is v'chol asher nodva ruchoy, and everyone whose ruach made him give. What are these two categories? Furthermore, asks Arachayim, why by the first one does it say loshon of ish? V'yivoyu kol ish asher nesor liboy, every man. Ish is a context of value, and the second one is v'chol asher nodva ruchoy. Don't say v'chol ish asher nodva ruchoy. So why does this one time say ish, and one time does not say ish? So says the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, and this is a key to this shir. This is a key to understanding a very important concept of tzedakah. Says the Aruch Chaim, I'll read up what he says. Da ki yeshtei hamadregos b'misnadvim. There are two levels of those people who give tzedakah. Her echod, one of them is hu hamisnadei barotzei nafshoi, a person who gives according to the wish of his heart, kefi yecholtoi ve'erech memoinei, according to his ability and according to the value he has financially. In other words, a person works out very carefully. He has a computer program. He has an app that works out his ma'aser automatically, right? And he knows exactly how much ma'aser is left. Knows exactly how much he has to give, and he calculates carefully exactly what has to be given, and that's what he gives. That is one category. Ulezer yikra nodva ruchoy, and this one is called nodva ruchoy, nodva of his ruach, lishlo she'enu oisa hadova k'moitzah b'nafshoi. He gives whatever he wants to give. In other words, anything that he feels is important to give to, anything that is required from him, he gives, but it doesn't get into his kishkas. It doesn't really affect him that his whole body is giving to it. Vahasheni, and a second one, who hamisnadif yose meyacholtoi. He is somebody who gives more than he can. Megoidel tuvias liboy, because of the greatness of his love of his heart. Velezer yikra nosa liboy, and this one is called nosa liboy. That one is called the one whose heart carries him. His heart carries him, meaning that it's much he gives with a full heart. And this pirusha halev menasehu, the heart carries him. In other words, he gives more than he can give. So what the Aruch Chaim says over here is two different categories of people. There's one people who give with their mind, and one group of people who give with their heart. The people who give with their mind give. Wonderful, they give. But it's very calculated. Perhaps a little bit cold. And there's another group of people who don't calculate. They give with their whole heart. And that's the difference in the pasuk. There's one group, asher ish asher nesor liboy. Ish is chashivus. Those people whose heart carries them, is given with a full heart, and don't calculate as much, is one category. And the other category is v'chol asher not v'ruchoy, the other ones who don't say ish, that aren't as chashiv, that aren't as important, that aren't as valued. Those people who give in a very calculated fashion, very careful to give their ma'aser, but it's not given with the heart. It's not given that it affects them. It's not on their kishkas. It's not something that is bursting out of who they are. On this, you have to understand, it's a beautiful, beautiful vort from the Beis Yisrael. I think it's either Beis Yisrael or Sfasemes. I think Beis Yisrael says this. He says, we know there's a Mishnah in Megillah. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Ein bein neidel nadova. What happens if a person says, I want to give a neder to the Beis Hamikdash. Or a person would want to give a nedava to the Beis. What's the difference between a neder and a nedava? So a neder is hare olai. A person promises to give on myself, I am responsible on my body to give a certain amount to the Beis Hamikdash. That's a neder. A neder is hare olai, it's on me. A nedava, yeah, a nedava is also giving to tzedakah, but it's saying hare zu. This particular item, I want to give to the Beis Hamikdash. So hare olai is on the person, and hare zu is on the item. What's the difference between one and the other? So the Mishnah explains that if it's hari alai, if it's on the person, then he is responsible to make sure that the Beis Hamikdash receives that amount. And therefore, even if in his mind he was going to give money that was in his drawer and it got stolen or got lost, yeah, but since it says hari alai, the responsibility remains on him to give it, and therefore he has to give it whatever happens. On the contrary, nedava is not so. Nedava is harezu. A person points out and says, I'd like to give this gold coin or this gold ingot to tzedakah, to the Beis Hamikdash. Then the halacha is, if that gets stolen, that gets lost, since it was defined to a particular item, he's not responsible to give it anymore. Ask a basis role. If so, why all the way through the Mishkan do we talk again and again about nidvas liboy, a nedava? A nedava is harezu, this. I want to give this to the Beis Hamikdash. Also beginning, v'yikchulit me'es kol ish ashe yidven alibay. We use again the notion of nedava. Nedava is harezu. It is this particular item I'm giving. And if this item gets lost, the Beis Hamikdash loses out, the Mishkan loses out. Would it not be better for the Torah to encourage a person to be nidras liboy, a neder? A person should be encouraged to give a neder, then we are much more secure. We are guaranteed that a Beis Hamikdash Mishkan will receive it because a person is on them, hare alai. So why is it a hare zu? Why is it nidvas, nadova we talk about all the way through these parashas, rather than talk about a neder that is hare alai, that's upon myself, which is guaranteed to be given to the Mishkan? Says a Beis Yisrael, because you know what? If it's talking about how much the Beis Hamikdash will receive financially, the bottom line, how much they'll get, perhaps harezu would be better, maybe a neder would be better. But the Torah over here is educating a person in tzedakah. And when you educate a person in tzedakah, do it like a nedava. Don't come back to me in 3 weeks time and let me work it out with my accountant, and you know, I'll make sure that I'll give you a financial. No, that's hare alai, that's on me. That is calculated. Nedava is uncalculated. That is such a fantastic thing. You know what? Let me give you a donation right now. Harizu, this item over here, I want to give it to the stocker. Person comes to your house. Wow, great. This menorah should go to the stocker. This watch should go to the stocker. You're taking something right now with you. You're so enthusiastic about it that this right now should be given for nedava. Even if it may get lost and you won't be responsible and the Beis Hamikdash may lose, but that doesn't matter. We're interested in educating how to do tzedakah. And harezu is much more enthusiastic. It's much more real on giving than hare alai, that I will work out, that I will give something. No. Do it harezu. This is all about, this parasha is all about these two kinds of people. People who give with their mind and people who give with their heart. People give with their mind. It's fantastic. But people give with a heart that much better. It's ish. There you suddenly find the lashon of ish. And we see this beautiful, beautiful pshat in the Chasam Sefer. Per lamed hey pasuk chaf beis. You got to look inside over here. Listen to this unbelievable genius. Vayavoyu ha noshim al noshim, and the men went with their wives. Im ha noshim, Rashi says. Kol nediv lev. Listen to this. Kol nediv lev. Anyone who had nedivus lev. Now nedivus lev is good, right? We just said beforehand. Nod varuchoy. Nasor liboy, again, it says loshon of lev, a good heart. The person's given from the heart. Heviu, they brought choch, v'nezem, v'tabas, v'kumos, kol kli kesef. They brought all these pieces of jewelry. The people who had a very good heart bought jewelry. V'chol ish, asher heinif tnufas, v'chol ish, asher heinif tnufas zov lashem. And every man who gave, who asher heinif, what's heinif mean? Really means, literally means waved about. They brought tnufa zov lashem, tnufa zov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So ask Chasam Sofer, what are these two categories in the pasuk? We have nediv lev, a person who's got a good heart, brought jewelry. And v'chol ish, and every man who waved around, bought gold. What's the pasuk telling me? So he brings down a halach in Shulchan Aruch and Kuf Nun Zayin. The Shulchan Aruch says that if a person gives, if a kli is that is used by a human being, let's say a man used a has a gold ring, a gold watch. The halacha is that gold watch, or that gold ring, whatever it is, cannot be used as a kli for the davar shebe kedusha. I can't take that gold watch, and I can't take that gold ring and make it into something directly used for kedusha. I can't make it into, let's say, a crown for the Sefer Torah. Look over there in the Shulchan Aruch. You can't do that. You can't use something used for human being for direct use for kedusha. What you can use it is for a hechsher, something that's prepared, something that is a tashmish to tashmish, something that is used to help this Sefer Torah, whatever that may be. It may be a I don't know, something silver or gold. I don't know. It may be a pereches for the Sefer Torah. I don't know exactly the specifics in this. In other words, something that is used for a human being, you can't use directly into kedusha. Something though that is not used by a human being, you have a piece of gold, or even a coin, which isn't actually a kli, right? That can be taken and made into a direct usage for davar shebe kedusha, for shul, for beis midrash or mishkan. Says Chassam Sofer over here, that's exactly what happened. There are two groups of people. There is one group of people, anyone who had a real nadiva salev, anyone whose heart was giving, doesn't care that much how they are recognized for their act. And therefore, what did they bring? They brought choch, v'nezeh, v'tabas, v'kumas, kol klei zov. They brought all kalim of zov, they brought all jewelry, because they don't mind if it's not used in the mishkan itself. They don't mind if it's not used in the menorah, in the aron. As long as I'm giving, as long as it's useful, as long as at the end of the day I am helping with the davar shebe kedusha, who cares if I can point and show my kids, by the way, I gave this or I gave that, and my name is here, my name is there. It doesn't matter. However, v'chol ish asher heinif, anyone who wants to show, look what I did, hey, look at me, waving around what's going on, they bought tnufa zov lashem, they bought the gold itself that could be used directly for the kelim. In other words, what we said beforehand is like this, that if a person has this category of giving with your heart, first of all, he's limited how much he will give, because a person's limited, a person who gives with their heart doesn't give as much because it's too calculated. And sometimes it's better just to give with your heart. Secondly, the quality of what you give. There are certain times where a person doesn't mind giving to a tzedakah if he's not recognized. Some people have to be recognized. And therefore, not only the amount you give, but the quality, that the way you give, that you're really dedicated to the purpose, not dedicated for your own covet, is also not limited by a person who is giving nidras liboy, who's giving with his heart. Ryaka Kamenetsky says something very fascinating. He says, how long was a Mishkan supposed to be standing for? How long did we expect the Mishkan to actually be used for? Do you know?
One year.
Yeah? Until it came to Eretz Yisrael? That was it. The Mishkan was a temporary structure. Okay, the Oroin and the Menorah and everything else for sure would be used later. But the Adonim and the all the covers, these are all things that were very, very temporary. Very, very temporary. The fact that we used it much later was because we didn't come straight into Eretz Yisrael, therefore Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come into Eretz Yisrael, didn't build a base of Midrash. The fact that it was used for hundreds of years happens to be a plan B. But plan A was to be used for a very short period of time. And if that's the case, the amount of effort and time and detail and structure that was put into the Mishkan showed that only people with Ndiva Salev, only people who really give with their heart, and don't start calculating, is it worthwhile, how long is it going to be used for? Only these people can build up a structure that ultimately is not going to be used for long periods of time. The enthusiasm to give is such that it is uncalculated, and that is what's expected from us. In Perik, and on this theme, there's a very, very wonderful Ksav Sofer. Now, I just want to tell you a secret in the Ksav Sofer. Ksav Sofer is very difficult to learn once. You're not very difficult to get pshat of a Ksav Sofer until you look through it a few times. He's very, very cryptic. He's very concise. He's very v'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. Thank you very much, Square. And therefore, it's very, very worthwhile when you see Ksav Sofer, which is absolute genius in Pshat. It's worthwhile looking at it once or twice or three times. It's because you won't get it the first time. It took me a little bit of while to get what he was saying. If you don't mind, you don't have a Kol Moshe. I'll read out the pasuk. You Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Hey. Okay, listen to this pasuk. Kuchu mi itchem truma l'Hashem. Take from yourselves truma l'Hashem. Okay, take from yourselves truma l'Hashem. Kol nediv liboy. Anyone who has a generosity of heart, yavi'echo should bring es truma Hashem, the truma of Hashem, zov v'chesed v'nachleishes. Ask Sav Sofer, what is this pasuk doing? Again, take from yourself kuchu mi itchem truma l'Hashem. Take for yourself truma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol nediv liboy, anyone who's generous of heart, yavi'echo should bring es truma Hashem, the truma of Hashem, zov v'chesed v'nachleishes. What is this double lashon? You could just say kuchu mi itchem truma l'Hashem. Yeah, why take for yourself truma l'Hashem? Kol nediv liboy, bring truma Hashem. The repetition is very, very strange. Secondly, why does it say kuchum itchem truma la Hashem kol nediv liba yivya es trumas Hashem? Why the first time does it say truma la Hashem and the second time does it say trumas Hashem? What's the day behind that? So he answers with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ovis in Perik Gimel Pasuk Ches, Rebbe Eleze ish bar tuso ime tein noy mishaloi, give him what is yours, Kivakosh Baruch Hu, what is Mishloi from what is his, Sha'ato v'shalcho shaloi, because you and it belongs to him anyway. Why? The Pasuk says, Kimimcha hakol, Dovra Melech says it, Kimimcha hakol, from you is everything, Umayodcho nesan loch, and from your hand he gives it to me. Just strange, the Pirik Ovis says, Umadovid Melech Yisrael oime. Don't say the Kosov to Hillim. He says, David Melech Yisrael, David Melech Yisrael says, Kimimcha hakol, everything is from you, umiyotcha nesan loch, and is from me. Very interesting notion, David Melech Yisrael. I haven't found it anywhere else in Mishnayis where it refers to Tehillim as David Melech Yisrael. Just say, Vekosov Tehillim, or Kmoshe Kosov, Shenema. Yeah? What's Peshat in this? So he says, based on a vote from last week's parasha, a parasha's Kisisa. Listen to this. Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, tell Klal Yisrael to bring up a machzis shekel, half a shekel. And the Torah tells us that ha'osher le'yarbe v'dal le'yamet, osher can't give more and only can't give less, etc., etc. So the Medrash says, niskashe lo'y Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu had questions. He did not know what his machzis shekel was. So Kadosh Baruch Hu heralei, Kadosh Baruch Hu showed to him from a tachas akise ha'kovod, from underneath his chair, as it were, a matzbea shel eish, a matbea of fire. And then Moshe Rabbeinu understood. What didn't Moshe understand? What did Moshe Rabbeinu understand after Kadosh Baruch Hu showed him? What's going on? So the Ksav Sofer, Moshe did not understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu can possibly give a command that is limiting. How can Moshe give a command that is incomplete? A machzis shekel, half a shekel. You know, there's a halacha in Hilchus Brachus that if you have a huge challah, but a little tiny bit of it's broken off, or you have a very small complete roll, very small complete bulka, yeah, you should make a brach on the small one because you have completion. So why do you have a chiyuv to give a half a shekel? Give a smaller full matbea. Yeah, what's this all about? Give a small full matbea, what's half a shekel? Incompletion, what's all that about? Yeah? Number two, what is this idea of ha'oshir lo yarbe, an osher can't give more, and a dala yam? Why can't the osher give more? Give a minimum amount, and then the osher give more, because it's good stocker. Give more. So the Ksav Sofer, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a crucial lesson in stocker. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches us that don't think for one second that what you give, is you. That's not you. What you give is mine. It's from me and I give it to you. What you give is nothing to do with you. How you do it, how you give it, is all about you. Now imagine a guy, you know, a banker. A guy is sitting in a bank, right? And he's giving out huge amounts of money for mortgage. He is not going to get promotion based on how much money he lent. It's not his money. Yeah. He gets told by the manager or whatever it is to lend this person 80% or 70% of the house property, and he gives it. So he's not going to go pat himself on the back. Do you know what? Today I lent $2.5 million. I'm such a tzaddik. What he can feel good about is his public relations, how he deals with the customers, how he gives a feel of trust and security and feeling of that's what he'll get promoted for. He'll not get promoted for how much money you lend out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in every tzedakah, there's two partners over here. The amount of money comes from me. The amount of money comes from me. And the act of giving comes from you. And therefore, the machzor shekel is half. Whatever you give, whatever you're doing in tzedakah, realize you're only doing a half. The other half is from me. The other half came from Tachas HaKisei HaKovod. The Kodesh Baruch Hu was sitting on that money. Half of it is from me. Half is Matbea Shel Eish, is this fire. This Matbea of Eish comes from underneath my Kisei HaKovod. Half the money comes from me, and the act comes from you. And that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu took. Moshe Rabbeinu could not understand why half. The Teretz is because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told him that when it comes to Tzedakah, once in your lifetime, okay, or every year when you give Machzor Shekel, understand that you're not giving Tzedakah from yourself. You're doing the act of tzedakah, and the money comes from me. So therefore, don't be stingy. It's not your money; it's my money. Kim chako, right? And therefore, that's why there's half. There's a partnership over here. Hashem does half, and a human being does half. And that is why you have the under Kisei HaKovod, you have this matbea showing the money came from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is why ha'oshel yabe v'dala yamit. That is why ha'oshel shouldn't give more, because it's nothing to do with the amount. I want to show you in this mitzvah, there's nothing to do with how much you give. It's not the point. How much you give is my part, is my portion. You're interfering with me. How much money is given is my business, says the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Everything came from me. What is your mitzvah? Your mitzvah is how you do the tzedakah. And how the tzedakah is based on you, and therefore everyone's got to do that action in the same way. Just to be moisif on that, Tamid Hashem, I forgot who it was, says, what's the idea of Matbea Shel Eish? It's a fantastic word. What's this Matbea Shel Eish? So Moshe Rabbeinu had a problem. How can it be that Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a mitzvah that every person's the same? Oni gives that amount, Oshi gives that amount. How can you have a mitzvah that has no potential for growth? We're looking to grow. We're looking to get ourselves in a feeling of limitless tzedakah, limitless chesed, right? Unlimited. Well, so what's the idea? How can you limit? So Moshe Rabbeinu had this question, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him at Tzbeah Shel Eish. HaKodesh Baruch Hu said to him, you're right, in the amount that you give is limited, but there's a new currency called Eish. There's a new currency called Matzbeah Shel Eish. You get Matzbeah of Shekel, you get Matzbeah of Dollar, you get Matzbeah of Yen, you get all different Matzbeahs. There's Matzbeah in Shemayim called Matzbeah Shel Eish, the Matzbeah of Fire. Fire is the enthusiasm you give with the mitzvah. The Nidvas Liboy, what you're putting into that mitzvah, that is a currency, that is a real currency. And therefore, this is something that is real. This is something that has no limit. Each person, their own levels, can give a different nevras ruchai. That is why Kodesh Baruch Hu said, "This is that's Matbea Shel Eish over here." Okay? Explains the Ksav Seif back to our posuk. Back to our posuk. With what we just said now, that there are two separate ways of giving. There's one part of giving is from you, and what you give is from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Listen to this pasuk. Listen to this pasuk. Kuchu me'itchem truma la'Hashem. Take from yourselves truma la'Hashem. Take from yourself truma. In other words, the act of give from yourself truma la'Hashem. What is this truma la'Hashem? Kol nediv liboy. All that you give into Kodesh Baruch Hu is an adiv liboy, is the amount that you want to give, is the cheshek, with enthusiasm you're giving, that is all you're giving. Because you have to realize, everything else is not from you. Yevi eho, what you're actually bringing is, es truma sashem, you're bringing a truma that belongs to Kodesh Baruch anyway. So all you're doing is, kuchum itchem truma, take from truma, la Hashem, what you're giving to Kodesh Baruch Hu, that is kol nadiv liboy, that is your nadiv asalev. Anything above the act of giving, the amount is yevi'eho es truma sashem. All you're actually doing is bringing a truma that belongs to Kodesh Baruch Hu anyway. This is tzedakah. Obviously, there are certain times a person can give more and can give less. There's a halachas to this. Gemara speaks very strongly, Mishnah speaks very strongly against people who give over their amount and make themselves into aniyim. You're not allowed to do that. But there is a long way between a person giving with their heart and a person giving with their mind. If a person does that, if a person does give with their heart, then the results are incredible. I want to tell you just a very, very quickly another Or HaChaim. The Or HaChaim brings down in Perek Lamed Vav, Pasuk Vav. The pasuk before and pasuk hey was Vayomer el Moshe, told Moshe, Lemo, Marbim ha'om lohavi midei avodin amalocha asher tzivah Hashem la'asot oisa. This is the ultimate dream of a fundraising campaign. We have enough. We have enough. People, Marbim ha'om lohavi midei avodin, they brought too much. That's it. Don't need. Switch off the phones. Right now, we're not accepting any more money. Wow. Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe made a command. I don't know. I don't think it's ever happened since. Do you think it's ever happened since? I don't know. Vayitzav Moshe, Moshe made a command. Vayavira kol b'machne, an announcement around the machne. Leimoy ish ve'isha manum al yasu oid melachot shemais hakodesh. Don't bring anything else. Vayekolei ha'om mehavi, and stop bringing. Says the next pasuk sign. Vamalacha hoysadayim l'chol ha'malacha, and the work hoysadayim was sufficient l'chol ha'malacha. Lasis oisa to do it. Ve'hoyser, and was extra. As Or HaChaim HaKadosh, it's a poshut, it's a stira, it's a contradiction. Either it was sufficient. Sufficient means it was enough, not more. Yeah, I'm not hoyser, it's sufficient. Last is also to do it. Ve'hoyser, and it was extra. It's either sufficient or it's redundant. You don't have either it's redundant or sufficient, or sufficient or redundant. You don't have both, where it's sufficient means just enough and redundant. Number one. Number two, he asks, it says very clearly in the previous psukim that there was enough. It was enough, which means if it was enough, we know from the Torah, that's it, there was sufficient. Why are these psukim extra? The Moshe made a call around the machne, yeah, stop bringing, and it said, then again it says, and the malacha was enough. He already said beforehand that was enough. What's going on over here? It says Or HaChaim HaKadosh, you have to understand Or HaChaim HaKadosh, right? This is a fantastic pshat. He says that both are correct. In fact, Klal Yisrael brought too much. There was too much there. But when a person brings with nidvas libui, when a person does a mitzvah with enthusiasm, when a person puts his kishkas into it, uses his heart to give it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will never disappoint him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not say, I don't want this. And therefore, it was correct. The pasuk tells us it was too much. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nes, made a miracle, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it die on just enough. In other words, all the gold and silver that was extra was somehow swallowed in to the Mishkan, and it made it just enough. There's nothing left over, there's nothing extra. And that's extra pasuk. In other words, within what happened over here, there was enough. It says a pasuk, Vamalacha hoyisadayom l'chol malacha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the tremendous ness that it just was enough for the whole thing. La'asayis oysam v'hoysa, even though there was actually left over at the beginning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, it's all taken in. In other words, if a person gives with their heart, a person really wants to give tzedakah, nothing is superfluous, nothing is extra, nothing is wasted. The quality is better, the quantity is better, the way it's given doesn't make cheshbonus. And to the extent that every element of his Mesiris Nefesh is counted. I just want to finish off with a vort from one of my favorites from the Zayin Torah. The pasuk says, "V'hanesim hevu." Didn't write down where this is. Excuse me a second.
Check for the longer version.
Yeah, in Perek Lamed Hei pasuk Chazayim. V'hanesim. Interestingly, the word v'hanesim is without a yud. It's often brought with a yud. Rashi talks about that. V'hanesim heviu es avnei hashoyam ves avnei amaluid le'amaluim le'efet l'chayshe. And the Nesim brought the avnei hashoyam ves avnei amaluim le'efet l'chayshe. These were the real deal. The avnei chayshe, the avnei maluim, avnei chayshe were all these incredibly beautiful stones. Some of them precious, some of them semi-precious. Yeah, but these are the big. This is the big stuff, right? The pasuk says v'hanasiim nasiim without a yud. So Rashi brings down the name of the Yalkut, Omer ibn Nosson. Anyway, it was not given. It was not given enthusiasm. Whatever's left over will do. It was not brought enthusiasm, and that's why I don't have the yud. Okay, but there's another pshat to v'hanasiim. V'hanasiim, we think means the nasiim, the leaders, the heads of the tribes. Yonasan ben Azil brings down over here. Yonasan ben Azil outside of the Chumash. Va'anone Shemaya, and the clouds from heaven. Ozlin lefishoin went to Pishoin. Pishoin is a river. Yeah. Vedalyoin mitamon and sucked up from there, brought from there. Yaz avne burlevas. Brought these special stones. Chelo v'yaz avne shumusa. Yeah, burlevas. No, sorry, is avni meluin, avni chayish. Yeah, avni meluin and avni shoyam. Avni burlevas is avni hashoyam, right? In other words, the clouds brought it from over there. What's lashon of nesiim? So you see, nesiim, male nesiim mixer haaretz. Brought down, we say every Shabbos. And Tehillim kuf lamed hey pasuk zayin. Male nesiim mixer haaretz. Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings the clouds from the other side of the world. Rocking also lamoto oiso. Yeah, he brings the lightning. So nesiim means clouds. So what the pasuk means over here is not referring to the nesiim themselves, but it's referring to the clouds brought this avni shoyim and avni meluim. The Pirush Yonason said both are correct, that the clouds brought them to the leaders of the tribes, and they brought it. So, but the nesiim over here is referring to the clouds. Says the Nine Torah, Reb Sirotskin, name of his brother-in-law, as far as I remember, Reb Volkin. Why is the Torah telling us who brought it and the clouds brought it? Why is that important? So he says, in human nature, it is very common for when a person loses money and business isn't going well, to minimize, to limit the stocker he gives. And he brings a play in the words, what's the blasphemer say? When your brother becomes yomuch becomes poor, umota yodoi. Yeah, he holds back his hand. That is nature. Nature is, as soon as business turns down, you stop giving as much. Umota yodoi. He says, according to Yiddish Hashkofa, according to Torah Hashkofa, when a person is in a situation of danger, when his money is being threatened, then seichel, logic tells you, do more mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shaking you up. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning you. Your money is threatened. Do something that preserves your money. What preserves the money? The Gemara says, in Gittin Avzayin Amud Aleph, Imroya Odom, a person sees, Shemezanoisov Mutsum Somois, that his food becomes mutsumtam, not even his money. His money should reach a level that his food, yeah, is becoming limited. Yase behem tzedakah. Do with them tzedakah. Give more tzedakah. The Gemara says in Ksubas of Samach Vav, melach momoin chos. In other words, tzedakah is compared to salt. When does a person use salt? When it's hotter, when it's colder. When things get really hot, you use more salt. Don't use less. When there's tough times, you're supposed to give more tzedakah, not less. Again, nobody reaches a situation where they can't afford to feed the family because they gave a sefer Torah to a local shul. I'm talking about within seichel. The person has the ability to give. Make sure that your nidvas liboy is not shaken by the fact that you have less money. Now, I want to tell you one of the most beautiful stories I've ever heard, because it does not come from a Talmud Chochem. It does not come from Mashkiach, it does not come from Rosh Hashiva, it doesn't come from the God Lador, it doesn't come from Shachal, the stipler, Yaakov Kamenetsky, Moshe. It comes from a very simple man. Reb Pesach Kronz said a story over, I heard him speak in Manchester a few years ago. And he was talking about, he had a full audience, because if you understand what the title was, how to stop recession. How to stop recession. It was a standing over only audience. You can imagine why. And he said that he had a friend who's a Rosh Kodol who went fundraising somewhere in the States. I think it was in five towns. And he knocks on the door of an older gentleman who he'd been fundraising from for many, many years. And he invites him inside. And the man lived in a beautiful home. Very nice, generous person. And he said to me, I just got to know that yesterday I received a letter from Beer Stearns. that my entire pension has been wiped out. My pension has been wiped out. I've been investing this for many, many years, and it's finished. It's over. And I don't know whether I ever get the money back. So you have to understand and appreciate that what I'll give you now, you know, doesn't, it's going to be different to what I usually give you. It's not going to be the same. Man said, I'm so sorry, I feel so bad. And listen, how should you have known? Don't worry about it. But how should you have known? Man said, listen, you know, whatever you can, I will do, yeah, I'll do the best. You know, I really will do my best, he said. I will do my best. Anyway, he writes him a check. I don't know where this minna comes from. I don't think it's brought in the Shulchan Aruch or the Taz or the Shach or the Bach or any. There is a mitzvah to fold the check up before you give it to somebody for tzedakah. I'm not sure where that comes from. Yeah, let the person see how much you're giving. But anyway, it's an old American minhag. England's not done as much. That you write a check and you fold it up and give it to the person's hand. I think it stops protests. I'm not sure exactly what it does. Fine. He writes a check. He folds it, gives it to him. Again, with regard to elegance and manners, you don't look at the check. Yeah, you don't look at the check in front of the person. If it folds up, you don't open it up and look at it. You know, folding it up means you put it in your pocket, you shake their hand with trust, that you're giving him the right bracha, thank him very much, and you walk out. Right? He goes outside, and this man is used to giving him $1,800. Opens up the check, and the check is for $3,600. Can't believe it. He thought $1,800, give him $500. Double the amount. He knocks on the door, and he says to the gentleman, I must be some misunderstanding over here. I'll be very honest. You usually give me $1,800. He told me it's times of recession. And he gave me now $3,600. He says, right. Yeah. I'm waiting for the punchline. No. He said, no, but last year you gave me $3,600 times of recession. Yeah, that's right. I told you I can't give you the same as last year. Last year I was doing well. I had my pension fund. Everything was going fantastically. Therefore, I gave you $1,800. Things got tough this year. Can I give you the same as last year? I can't give you the same as last year. I therefore had to give you more. So you have to understand that I can't give you the same as last year. I gave you $3,600 because I see the money going down. Therefore, I gave you more. Now, this is not talking about, this has not come from a person who gives shir in Chovos Avovos and Shabbat Tochen. Yeah? This is coming from a man who that day or the day beforehand had lost huge amounts of money. He's a balabos who'd been working in business. But he is tuned to understand exactly what is nidvas libui, where his heart is, not where his mind is. His mind would tell him, listen, I've got to care about this, I've got to... No, my heart is with Rabbi Shlom. I want to give. I want to give and I want to do what's... I want to do what's right. Not I think... Thinking, once you start thinking and making calculations, you're in trouble. I want to do what's right. Obviously, the man didn't give more than he could afford. But that reflex is Klal Yisrael. That reflex is an expression not in the Jewish circles, as cold as charity. As cold as charity. That is a euphemism. The example of something being cold as charity. Klal Yisrael is Matbea Shel Eish. It's a fire, the enthusiasm we put in. This is this week's parashas. This is what we're talking about. That explains our Zayin Matoya is the Nesim. Nesim means a cloud. When the clouds came over and things got cold and things looked dark, that is when a person should bring the best of he has, Avni Shon, Avni Miluim. Those clouds, those dark times made a person bring out even more, give even more stock than he brought beforehand. But Nesim Heviu, the clouds brought as Avni Shon, as Avni Miluim. They brought out the potential that a person has to give even more than when things were going in good times. In fundraising, I've tried to say the story over. Some people got the story. Some people, fortunately, didn't. Most people didn't. Yeah, but it's worth a try. It's worth a try. You know, some people do get the what's going on. It's worth a try. But this is a parasha. This parasha is nidvas libui. It is giving with your heart. That is the ish. We should attempt to do this, and be'ezras Hashem, we should have a huge amount to be able to give with a full enthusiasm, and everything we give should be given to the right places. And even if, chalila, you know, this is not absolutely 100% sincere. Kodesh Baruch Hu will reckon it and take it in that as if it is a sincere v'dayim v'hoya dayom, and it was merubah.
So you wrote, what is the motion of...